Today is Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the worldview or the Christian worldview of manhood. And we have seen from Genesis chapter 1 that a man has a king to follow, and that's God. And he has a work to accomplish, and that is to nurture and to cultivate that which is around him to help it grow and display the glory of God. But as we see the creation unfold, God says that everything is good except for one thing, and that was that Adam was alone. And God said that was not good. So God gave Adam a family to lead, starting with his wife, Eve. Adam was to be the leader of the family, passing down to Eve the previous commands and words that God had given to him, helping her to see not only the words of God, but the goodness of the king in those words. And Eve was to help Adam measure up to all that God had called him to be. So one of the marks of manhood is that men understand that they have been given a family to lead in this way. Men, if you're not married, then live your life and prepare yourself to be worthy to guide and lead a wife and a family. Be the type of man that a woman would gladly follow instead of reluctantly follow, knowing she will have to clean up behind you in every way. How do you do that? You follow the king and you accomplish the work that he's given to you. As you pray today, please remember Sean Pasley and his family, our missionaries in France. And also remember the Nindi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.